With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. A local swimmer breaks the record of Cayman's Olympian. The Mike Lockwood swim meet saw some top swimmers show out on Cayman Brac over the weekend. 7 Mile Swimmers club coach Darren Mew shared highlights of one of his swimmers that broke the 50-meter butterfly record of Cayman's Olympian, Sean Frazier.
They still need to be ratified, but one of the boys broke one of Sean Frazier's 13-14 records.
Yes, I heard that.
So that was pretty exciting for him because obviously all the kids here look up to Sean and Brett, and you know we've been lucky enough over the years that you know they're such great ambassadors for swimming on you know in Cayman that they've come along and spoke to the kids a few times. So you know him to break one of Sean's records was pretty exciting.
It was all exciting for 14-year-old James Allison, who swam in the boys' 13-14 50-meter butterfly meet, breaking Frazier's time of 27.35.
It's quite thrilling, actually, because, you know, I've only been swimming for 2 years. It's quite the experience after, you know, I've come a long way in 2 years. Had my coach help me and my mom bring me all this way, and here I am breaking records. Quite amazing.
It is definitely amazing. Can you do it again?
I'm sure I can.
Yeah? All right. I like to hear that. That's awesome. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you.
Allison's time is currently pending CIASA's ratification. Stingray Swim Club coach David Pursley is excited that quite a few athletes stood out over the weekend.
We had some outstanding swims. Jake Bailey was one that really stands out. He's a senior in high school this year, and he may have swam well enough to get himself noticed by some top schools over in the U.S., so I'm really excited about his prospects going forward for college swimming. And then, yes, we saw some records from Jillian Crooks, and Jordan Crooks also was swimming out of his mind. Those were two outstanding swimmers for sure, but the whole meet as a whole, all teams were just positive and having a great time. I think it was definitely an experience that we'll have to try to recreate coming up shortly, and I think that everyone will be willing to do so.
James Allison also broke his own 13-14 boys freestyle record, which was 55.79, but over the weekend he swam 53.19. And the defending WNBA champions, Washington Mystics, didn't have a happy ending this season. The director of player development for the Mystics, Sefu Bernard, says despite the troubling circumstances that came with 2020, the Mystics, however, still managed to make playoffs.
Oh, boy. It was tough for everybody, you know, even on men and women's side.
I'm sure.
Even the bubble was a challenge emotionally, I mean, you know, as an athlete. And then as a parent, to be away, many of you know, the women are parents themselves. Some were fortunate to have their kids there, and others were not. So to be away from family or even to kind of figure it out with child while being a professional, it was challenging, demanding. And then the women, our team specifically, as I think collectively, were trying to deal with, you know, the business of the business, but then they were really jumping out on social justice. And so all these things put together was an emotional toll as well as a physical toll. It was a challenging year. Our group, you know, we won the championship in 2019, and then five of our top players didn't return for medical reasons and various other reasons. So we had a young group, and we struggled early and often, but ended up making the playoffs, which far exceeded our targets for the year, which is great. And we developed the ones we needed to develop, and we ID'd some ones for the future. So knock on wood, we have a season next year, and they get their act together in the U.S. So, you know, health is of the paramount importance. And, we're hoping to be back out there. And we're excited about what our roster will look like in 2021.
Cayman is fortunate to have the Deputy Commissioner of the NBA from Cayman Brac, Mr. Mark Tibbetts, and one of our local coaches and player as the Director of Player Development for the Washington Mystics of the WNBA. The WNBA is the sister league to the National Basketball Association, the NBA. The Seattle Storm won the 2020 WNBA Championship in Game 3 of the series against the Aces on October 6th of this year. It's the franchise's fourth overall, including WNBA superstar Sue Bird's fourth title with the team spanning across three decades. Storm's Brianna Stewart won WNBA Finals MVP. And the Dart Under 13 High School Football League's got off to a great start. Leagues will continue, however, during the week of October 25th, following the midterm break. Scores recorded so far: the 2020 Dart Girls Under 13 scores on Wednesday, October 7th, St. Ignatius Catholic 0 versus Cayman International School 3. On Wednesday, October 14th, Cayman International School 6 versus Clifton Hunter High School 0, with the respect rule enforced. 2020 Dart Boys Under 13 scores on Thursday, October 8th, Cayman International School 6 versus Cayman Academy 0, respect rule enforced. On Monday, October 12th, Cayman Prep 1, 6 versus Cayman Prep 2, 0, with the respect rule enforced. On Thursday, October 15th, St. Ignatius Catholic 1, 6 versus Cayman Prep 2, 0, respect rule enforced. Cayman Academy 1 versus John Gray High School 1, and Cayman International School defeated Clifton Hunter High School 6-1. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.